the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I don't know that Brock Osweiler is any good. I'll go ahead and just throw it out there. I've seen four games out of Brock Osweiler, and I've seen way more bad than good. The only difference between the quarterback play of last year and this year is the price tag on it. When you pay a guy that kind of money, you're not paying to develop that guy.
I'm not going to put all these interceptions on him. I think DeAndre Hopkins is much to blame.
You can't lock in on guys in the NFL like that.
No, you can't, but you know what? You know how he made his living last year? Going up on 50-50 balls and taking them away from people. He's been manhandled. That's on both Osweiler for not throwing the ball accurately enough, but it's also on Hopkins for getting balls taken away from him. I mean, that's why you have a guy like that, right? Throw it up there and let him go get it. He's not going and getting it. He's getting shoved around. And I think he has to take some of the blame for that. You can't just say, oh, that's all on the quarterback. Either that or it's on O'Brien for continuing to call those plays.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of that, and there was a lot of other stuff too, it wasn't all just Texans. We went through all the games. We had scary clowns. We had 68-year-olds pounding 24-year-olds. All kinds of good stuff. All available at podcastarena.com. If you're curious about our comments on whatever team that you like in the NFL, well, all that was in the 5 o'clock hour. So yep. Go check that out. And we have not had a chance to get to college football, but we're going to spend a little time on that now and get into some other stuff. First off, let's talk about the ending of that Georgia-Tennessee game, because once again, Tennessee looks dead beat.
Yeah.
Well, takes the lead, then looks beaten. And then
let's first off get to what really mattered. Georgia plus 4.5.
Yeah. Yeah. You hit that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't touch that game. But I love the thing of the Georgia fan that went nuts when he thought they were going to win. You have that, right, John?
Yeah. So the video is about, 4 or 5 minutes long? I trimmed it to just under 2 minutes.
Okay. Let's do it.
19 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. First and 15, dogs. No timeouts. Got the ball on about the 45-yard line. First and 15, 28-24.
Oh, my God!
There was more than a minute between like the end of the game. He's just walking around and he's just kind of like just sitting in silence. He's just walking around. And then I cut about a minute and a half from the end of that game until he actually goes, I can't do it.
Part of me kind of loves to see that happen to people who get that nuts. But
I mean, what's he upset about? They still covered.
I don't think he cared about that. If you listen to that accent,
that's weird.
About the doggies.
He after that touchdown, he made a wardrobe change in the middle of that thing. He put on a jersey.
Yeah, the whole thing's on YouTube. If you have 4 minutes and want to watch it, it's pretty funny when you throw the video into it as well. But Tennessee A&M, and I the Aggies did not look great against South Carolina, but they also left a bunch of guys home, including Myles Garrett. You want to talk about no respect for South Carolina. They basically took it as a bye week.
Yeah.
And that's a smart thing to do because they got bigger game coming up. And Tennessee gets that win. That's a team that just – they're unbeaten, but do they feel unbeaten to you? Like they should be unbeaten?
No, they're not very good.
Yeah.
I mean, when I make my top 10 next week, I'm still going to have to put them in it because
– Well, tomorrow, actually.
Or, yeah, that's what I meant. But yeah, only because a couple of the teams that I had ahead of them fell out.
And it is starting to shape up a little bit, but – I as much as I don't really like Tennessee and I think A&M's going to beat them, Tennessee plus 7?
That's surprising to me.
That seems awful high, doesn't it? I thought this would be like a field goal game.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do it because I think A&M's going to beat them. But, yeah, I will I'll go through some of the other lines tonight, too, and if there's any early ones that jump out at me, we'll talk about them a little bit tomorrow. But
I don't know how – I know that of the – I think there's – are we down to 8 undefeated teams, or is there more – oh, maybe Baylor and a couple more.
Baylor's still unbeaten.
Barely, by the skin of their teeth. Miami's undefeated as well. Nebraska.
West Virginia.
There's a couple, barely, right.
Yeah. There's still a bunch of – but those are
– But I have a hard time with the – like the top 7 on my list, which are going to be the top 7, I would guess, on everybody's lists. Bama, Ohio State, Clemson, Michigan, Washington, and Aggie. Like, what order do those guys go in?
Yeah, that's when we'll go over them tomorrow, but I agree. Those are the teams.
I think those top 4, the Bama, the 2 Big Ten schools, and Clemson are the top 4 in some order.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think Washington, and Aggie are the next 3 in some order.
Also agree.
But I don't know what order any of those should be in, other than Alabama should be number 1.
And Texas should be number 2.
Texas, the Longhorns should be number 2.
But I'm probably
played like number 2.
Probably going to have Washington
at 5.
At 5.
I think I will too.
Probably.
Just based on what they did to a really good Stanford team.
Yeah, and that game was not close. And it was, and I think we were both talking about that game all week, how much we like Washington. And then Friday when I do my computer thing, it spit Stanford out as a significant favorite. So I backed off on it. And then at the last minute, I went ahead and threw a few bucks on it just because I was going to trust my eyes. And, yeah, it worked out.
I was making it rain watching that game. that made me happy.
That was my big play, was that Hawaii game, which I had told you about on Monday, I think. I had punched a button on it once then and then twice more during the week, so that was a good one. They won it outright too, I had one money line play on them. But as far as the games that people care about, though, that Louisville Clemson game was terrific. I'll be interested to see how far you drop Louisville, as they looked bad early, but boy, they played really well in the second half.
I think they're probably on the outer edge of my top 10.
Yeah, I mean, that's like probably where I have
them right around.
I'm not going to leave them at 7 like the AP did.
No, because I think Aggie's better. I think, yeah, Miami might have to be ahead of them.
A&M has to be ahead of them, in my opinion. But I think it was kind of cool that they didn't drop that far. It kind of gave them a little credit for playing well. And that's a team that if they don't lose another game and all these other teams start losing, I think we might finally get the test case this year for whether it's the Big Ten or the ACC, a one-loss team that doesn't win the conference when one of the other teams is already in.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool to see. Michigan, that was an ugly game to watch with Michigan.
Yeah.
But it was also...
they should have covered. Missing field. They're going to have to figure out what's going on at kicker. You can't miss 3 field goals. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I was only mad because it cost me a cover. But eventually that'll cost them a game. You can't have that.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good team that they beat. And, you know, beating a conference opponent, you know, that's in the top 10... even only beating them by seven, it's not like I should be sneezing
at
that.
And a pretty good team, too. I mean, not a team that just is very hard to beat. They don't beat themselves. They're not sexy, but they play hard. But, you know, that game, so that's why I still don't know what to do with Michigan. I think Oklahoma flattered Ohio State a little bit with the way they beat TCU.
Yeah.
Although, you know, that TCU plays no defense. I don't know what happened to that. But somebody tweeted me on Saturday, should we just be playing Big 12 overs every game? And it's kind of like, until they adjust them up by, other than Tech, which they always put around 80 these days, nobody's playing defense in that conference. And you're just seeing some six scores. And Baylor, boy, they
are so lucky.
They were dead in the water.
It would have been too funny, too.
Well, and that's the one team you look at and you say, are they going to beat Oklahoma? I don't think so. They're going to beat TCU? Maybe.
And also,
beat Texas?
You remember last week when someone texted and said, why don't you guys have Iowa in your top 25?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now you know.
Crickets.
You lost to Northwestern at home.
Yeah.
Shame, Bill.
Indeed. A lot of people asking thoughts on the game tonight. We'll talk about that next segment. We'll get into some potential plays there. I don't have any, but I'm happy to share some opinions on the game. But, but as far as overall, I thought it was a terrific day of college football. I'm really looking forward to – this is where we'll find out about A&M. Because they get Tennessee, and then they get those Bama guys.
Yeah.
So they'll need to play better than they did last week, but I really think last week was just a total – in fact, I almost bet South Carolina when I saw that they were leaving those guys home. Didn't even take them on the trip. South Carolina gets a 75-yard touchdown right off the bat.
Oh, like, made them sweat a little.
Wouldn't take much if you for you to cover there. All right, we are going to take a very quick break.
If you're an Aggie better, aren't you kind of pissed about that, though? That you're leaving guys home?
Yeah, but if you did your research and knew that.
Yeah.
And that's one reason why I don't like to make these bets on Tuesday, unless it's pretty rare. Because if you get to that and you've already made that bet, then you're almost just betting the opposite side just to get your money back. And that's, you're losing the vig on that. Tennessee at Alabama. And then after that, Aggies, I don't think, they got Ole Miss.
That's going to be a close game, I think.
But, I mean, they should beat Mississippi State. They got New Mexico State in there. They got UTSA in there.
Yeah, this is the kind of get-right season the Aggie needed. You know, they've already played a couple of the games that I thought were coin toss games for them preseason. UCLA, Auburn, Arkansas, they've won all three of them. Tennessee, that's a coin toss game. If they win that, 4-0 in games that I thought were kind of coin flip games, that they're a legit good team. I think they're down to really four games that are even tests for them.
Yeah.
Tennessee, Bama, Mississippi, and LSU at the end of the year. And who knows what LSU will look like. So I think A&M's in good shape where they're going to end up being a 9-10 win team. If not better.
Joshua says, want to lie to me and say Purdue has a chance to get less miles?
Yeah, no.
I feel for Purdue because I swung by to get dinner at Coach's Saturday. And the Purdue group goes there to watch the games. And I was there for their one touchdown.
How big is the Purdue group?
Actually, they had about six tables put together back there. There's a bunch of them. And, I saw they scored their one touchdown, and they all did the cheering, and then I felt bad for them because there was nothing to cheer on.
I mean, Maryland, keep in mind, is not that good.
No, Purdue's just terrible.
I don't think, anyway. Maybe they're better than I think, but I don't think Maryland's that good.
All right, we'll take a very quick 50 break.
To, 50 to 10 or 7?
7. I think it was 7, yeah. Because I only remember him scoring. Well, I didn't stay. I just had something to eat and left, but I went home and drank my really good beer all night and watched Louisville Clemson. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. D says, take it easy on the Purdue guys. Hey, I admire the hell out of them. I felt bad they didn't have more to root for. Those people stayed the entire game. That's fanning, man. That's good stuff. But I they got to get another coach, man. That guy's a disaster. And
I'm guessing it comes sooner than later now.
Yeah, I was surprised they brought him back. He's done nothing with that program. You're never going to be a big boy there. But there's no reason you can't be a team that goes to bowl games every year at Purdue.
I don't know. I don't know how much worse he could have done so far. He's really done absolutely nothing. And at this point, he might even be saying, damn, I should have stayed at Kent State. You know, and that's sad.
That's why you got to be careful about what jobs you take sometimes. I think the right guy can win there. I just don't think he's the right guy.
Yeah. I mean, but this is why you don't hire guys off of one good season.
Yeah.
Brady Hoke. I mean, he got hired off of one good year at Kent State, and he's literally done. He hasn't won as many games in 4 years at Purdue than he did his last year at Kent State. So, he won't by the end of this year. He's won 8 so far. He won 11 in 2012 at Kent State. There's no way they're winning 3 games. No. This Purdue team is bad.
No.
3 more games.
And they're not close. And that's a – and you want guys to be patient with people and maybe – man, when you got the wrong guy, you got to move on.
2-23 in conference play.
Mm.
2-23? Bro. That ain't good enough.
Yeah, and for those of you who keep asking about the Longhorns, we did a whole segment.
Longhorns should be number 2. Yeah,
we did a whole segment first hour, 4:45, I believe. Talked a lot about what's going on with the Longhorns. So go back to podcastarena.com.
Yeah. Purdue, what was their record when they fired Danny Hope? They were 6-6 their last year under Danny Hope. Boy, I bet they wish they could go back.
Yeah, those were the good old days.
They'd
rather dig up Joe Tiller, I'm sure. That was their glory days. But
man, they won a Little Caesars Bowl under him.
A pizza bowl. Well,
yeah.
Almost pizza.
They made it to the Heart of Dallas Bowl.
Mm.
But they fired him before he could coach it, and they lost 58-14. That's what they get. It was all downhill.
And obviously, as these big jobs come open, and we all know the names that are going to come open for him. But I think there's the next step is going to be some of these other jobs. I'll tell you a guy that I like a lot that deserves a better job, and he's going to get one. And if I'm Baylor, I think I make this phone call because it's an offensive guy, Jeff Brohm.
It's not a bad name.
I think
Western Kentucky. He's done very well there.
Explosive offense, and I think you get him in the right situation, he could do really well. But I think, you know, for a team like that level, being a real good step
and
for him.
He worked under Petrino for a while. I think that he's probably due for a bigger job.
Yeah, and I think, and there's enough of a body of work there now too, so. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, tonight's game. A lot of people want to know if there's any play on it. I'm not playing it. My opinion is if I were going to, I would take the Giants. I might even money line the Giants. I kind of feel like if they can get out and get a lead, they have the horses to go against that secondary, then I think they'll be tough to catch. But if they get behind, then the Vikings are going to just grind and go after Eli and force him into mistakes. So I don't feel strongly enough about it to play it. But if I were going to play the game, I would take the Giants money line.
Okay. I did play the game.
Okay.
And I'm on Giants +4.5. Unfortunately, I really need them to be +3.5 tonight because of you and I playing a pool together.
Yeah.
Where
Well, you're going to go 5 for 5.
You pick 5 against the spread, and if you go 5 for 5, you win the money for that week. And there's been no winner through the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, so that
there's
pool's
four
getting
weeks,
pretty good. Yeah.
4 weeks worth of money to be had, and so well, somebody's going to win it because the other guy has Minnesota -3.5 for his fifth game, and we're the only two who won or 4 for 4 so far. So. A lot riding on me tonight for my boy Eli, so he needs to come through for me tonight. Otherwise, I'm going to be bitching and complaining.
Well, I like the Vikings a lot. I love that defense.
I do too.
But
teams, not numbers here.
Exactly.
Or numbers, not teams here. Yeah, sorry.
And I do think this is a game that the Giants could come in and play very well. But I don't feel strongly enough about it to bet it. So I'm just going to sit here and chill. I think I got knocked out by friggin' Arizona State. I think that's the one that killed me this week, which is a game I liked a lot, too. That was it. My only miss for the weekend.
Man, they got drubbed, too. That was surprising to me.
Yeah, that wasn't even close. And they just got out-athleted big time.
Well, they needed that. They needed USC needed that win.
They did. I mean, you can't go 1-4 at USC.
Yeah.
And that was a good win for them, but I don't think it's going to be I don't know if it's going to be enough to save Clay Helton's job. You may have Texas, LSU, and USC open at the end of the year.
That's not what cost you this week. Louisville.
Oh, okay. I had Louisville?
You had Louisville, and you had the Chiefs last night.
Oh, okay. That went real well.
Yeah, that wasn't all that close.
Okay, so it wasn't Arizona State.
No, you did hit Washington. You hit pro and college Washington.
Yes.
And your fifth game is the Giants tonight. You followed me on that one.
Oh, okay. So I'm at best I can do is 3-2.
Yeah.
See, I can't find how to find those after I do them. And I'm doing two other ones now.
I'll show you through the site.
Okay. I know where the site is. I'll figure it out. But I'm doing two other ones, so I'm getting confused. I know Arizona State cost me on one.
Ugh.
And that Louisville Clemson was a toss up for me. But 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And
speaking of college football, we didn't mention that Michigan State lost to Indiana.
Yeah, how did that happen? Well, that's one. Indiana's not good. Although, for some reason, that computer of mine keeps spitting them out as really good. You know, comparatively speaking.
Right.
To what you think they are. But, I think that's, you know, we're talking about how consistent Michigan State is and how they only lose to the big boys. And lose to Wisconsin and you lose here.
Yeah.
All right. Very quick break. A lot more to get to. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. And you had a little breaking news over there.
Oh, yeah. Multiple sources reporting that Charlie Strong will be fired at the end of the season, which I don't know if it's a good look to say that. You know, I don't know what that's going to help you for the rest of this year, first of all.
Yeah, that's...
It's probably a wink wink to a guy like Tom Herman and saying, hey, buddy.
Job's going to be here.
Just so you know, we got you. Which, I don't know. It doesn't seem like the right thing to do publicly. You could probably let him. And honestly, I don't think anybody should say anything until after this weekend. Because if Texas goes and houses OU and gets on a roll, you know, there's nobody in that Big 12 that is unbeatable any given weekend.
No. No, I mean, they've got enough talent there to turn it around and run off 5 in a row.
I think they're a total mess, but if they end up winning 9 games and beat OU, Charlie Strong ain't getting fired.
Unless they've already made up their mind. It's a new AD. It's a whole new crew in there. And maybe if you already made up your mind, why didn't you do it last year?
I don't know.
I guess what I find intriguing is what happens with –
these guys that get canned. Like, you look at some of these other jobs that, like, Auburn might come open. Well, where does Gus Malzahn go? Somebody will hire that guy.
Oh, yeah. Somebody will hire Les Miles.
Somebody will hire
Charlie Strong.
Yeah, well, and maybe Louisville hiring him back when Petrino goes to whatever big job he takes. So that whole secondary market's going to be real interesting when it comes to coaches.
Man, did you how much attention did you pay to this Kim Kardashian thing?
None.
You didn't read the story even?
No.
I have Kanye cutting his concert short if you want it.
I'll give this the backstory for it first, but then I'd like to play that. Yeah. Just after midnight this morning, Kim Kardashian left a Fashion Week reception and dinner in Paris. And her and her sister, Kourtney Kardashian, posed for some paparazzi and then got into a dark van with tinted windows with their bodyguard, who, by the way, should probably be fired because 2.5 hours later, she was robbed at gunpoint of jewelry worth $9 million. She was alone in a luxurious apartment nearly 2 miles from the dinner when two men burst in, tied her up, and gagged her, then escaped with at least three accomplices. Where was that bodyguard? And also, five dudes bust in on her. She's lucky all they took was jewelry. They could have took some liberties. I mean, thank goodness.
Who carries $9 million worth of jewelry around?
That's what I'm saying. $9 million in jewelry. How much can you wear at one time? Her husband heard about the news, and he was in the middle of a concert in Queens.
By the way, Keegan's working that concert.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, and he's like, I can't believe how much of a D-bag Kanye West and his crew are. Just, yeah. And this was Kanye West.
I'm sorry. There's a family emergency. I have to stop the show.
Oh, what happened to Kanye?
Oh, my God.
This is so Kanye!
You hear say this is so Kanye.
The worst part is his lip syncing track kept playing when he was trying to get out of it. He's trying to, hey guys, listen. The track keeps playing.
So according to CelebrityNetWorth.com, Kim Kardashian North is worth $150 million. So
well,
I guess
worth $141 million now.
Yeah,
exactly.
But
yeah, somebody said insurance fraud. I could see that.
No, listen.
I don't think she would need insurance fraud for nine. What? It's still a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, but yeah, I was reading that. People are saying Kanye's broke. Kanye just sold out Madison Square Garden. Anybody who sells out Madison Square Garden is unlikely to be broke. I'm just saying that. Like, that dude's probably making an all right amount of money.
I'm guessing that's about $4 million per show for that.
Probably something like that. Yeah. He's making a ton of dough.
Yeah, maybe spending a ton if they're running around with $9 million worth of
that's true
jewelry on them. How much do they have at home?
Yeah. Apparently there's like some sort of explanation for why they were running around with so much, you know, jewelry.
Yeah.
But who knows? And just a couple days ago, her bodyguards, or she got tackled or tried to get tackled. Like, dude, like, ran into her circle and tried to kiss her on the ass.
Okay.
Very strange.
That is weird.
She needs a new security team.
Probably so. That sounds like a scene out of Taken.
But, like, I guess in Europe, people are saying that they're cutting back tourism in Paris because stuff like this keeps happening. People don't want to go visit Paris anymore.
Really?
There's terrorist attacks and robberies and things like that. Like, the rich and famous are avoiding it now. So, that ain't good for them.
Thank God I'm not rich and famous. Cause I know. I do want to go to Paris.
No one in my New Orleans, we rented a condo, a luxury condo. No one broke in and tied me up and stole my jewelry.
Hmm.
Because all I had was my rubber wedding ring
and
my Fitbit.
Hmm.
So I don't think anybody wanted it. But
I'm not even sure what my wedding ring's worth, but it ain't much. So
I never.
I'd be like, hey, sure, take it.
I never
you
wear
want
my
the wife too.
I never wear my real wedding ring when I'm drinking a lot because my knuckles get all swollen up.
Yeah,
so, not a good idea.
Hey, I kind of teased this, so I wanted to get to it. But remember how people were just, oh, the SEC's overrated.
Yeah.
The SEC's dead. Can I just give you some numbers?
Sure.
The AP Top 25 breakdown by conference.
Okay.
Well, the top two, SEC with six, ACC with six, which would make sense, right?
Yeah.
How many top 10 teams are in the top 10 in the SEC? Three of those six.
Bama, Tennessee, and A&M.
Yeah. So, and that'll sort itself out.
It just feels that way because the SEC West is down, and that's what we've kind of,
right?
You know, all the hubbub's been about for the last several years because LSU's down, Auburn's down, Mississippi State looks really bad, even though they haven't. I mean,
they're usually competitive, and they sneak up on one of those teams every year.
And I think people thought we'd get more out of Arkansas than what we've gotten.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but A&M's playing well. And the SEC East isn't totally humiliating, although Florida tried to look pretty bad this weekend.
Yeah.
I see people why they're saying it's down, but the reality is it'll all work itself out.
It will, and because one of those teams will be out of the top 10 this week.
Yep.
With A&M playing Tennessee, and then you're going to have A&M playing Alabama next week, so it's a real good chance that you're down to one. But then as those teams play out, people will get back into the back end of that top 10. But
dude, how far does Florida State drop?
They're still in the poll. I don't know if I'll still have them in mind, but it feels weird to drop Florida State out and keep Ole Miss in when they beat Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And this team doesn't look the same to me. I think in the end, Ole Miss just kind of choked that game away in the second half. So,
man, North Carolina, that's not, I mean, North Carolina's all right.
They're good, but that's not a team you should lose to if you're Florida State. I mean, it's not a game you should be sweating, frankly.
No.
And, it's one of those, maybe it's close in the fourth quarter, you pull away and win by 14.
Dude, that was.
But they do this almost every game. They get in a big hole. And then we saw when Louisville got them in a hole, they just kept stepping on them.
Yeah.
But they did it against Ole Miss, and they've done it a bunch of times, and they tried to do it this time, and really should have had the game won. Kid makes a ridiculously long field goal. So
the nice part was the cover was never a sweat.
Yeah, exactly. So he says three ACC teams in the top six as well. No?
No.
No? Did you guys add another team that I don't know about? Did you annex Houston? You've got Clemson and Louisville in your top 10. That's it.
Florida State no longer in the top six. Maybe he's thinking about Miami, but they're not in the top six.
No, they're in top. They're 10th. And I don't think I have. I think I dropped Louisville to 11th on mine. I haven't finished it yet. I'm going to work on it tomorrow, but I think they're 11th.
Okay. My sweetheart, San Diego State, they got crushed, which is actually ends up being good news for University of Houston because now even if UH loses a game, they're still going to get a New Year's Bowl more than likely unless, you know, there's somebody else.
Unless they lose the championship game to South Florida, which – I don't think they'll do, unless Greg Ward's beat up by then.
Right.
Long way to go. That's why it's just so hard to speculate right now, but that is good because Boise's still hanging around out there.
Tom Herman takes the Texas job.
In the middle of the season?
I mean, Kevin Sumlin did that at the end of the, right before the.
Before the bowl game.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was before the Conference USA
Championship
exactly.
Game. I was there. I was covering it, and I was so pissed off because I think if they beat, I think, Southern Miss, they would have went to a big
they were going
game.
To the Sugar Bowl to play Michigan.
Yeah.
And about 5 minutes or about 10 minutes into that game, I was sitting there and
you could tell that team quit.
Yeah.
And that team did not want to play
for
him. The
coaching staff wasn't ready either. They just kept calling the same plays over and over. It was just it looked like when there were a few games where Art Briles teams did that. And that's exactly what it looked like. You're just like, you quitting little SOBs. Yep.
All right, guys, going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You can do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied. Allied Outdoor Solutions, these guys can renovate your fading pool deck, grayed out patio, or your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. They can help you with outdoor kitchens, patio covers, fire features, water features, and more. Carved stone, what it does is it gives you the superior look of real stone over your existing surface, and it costs a lot less than tearing everything out and putting that stone down. Carved stone's trowel, hand-carved, custom-colored for your place, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and they stand behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you hang on to some money as well. Several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting all over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Go by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. See what they can do for your backyard. You will be blown away at what you see there. Or just check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery online at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. Baby, wrong, and you can't make it right. I'm going to take off tonight into the night.
Listening to the Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, law enforcement stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends, and they can force you to take a blood test. Remember, if you fail a breath or a blood test, it's not the end of the world, guys. You're within your rights to go out and have a beer or two. Don't drive drunk. I would never recommend that. Attorney Gary Trichter would never recommend that. But don't let the bad science behind police tests put you away unlawfully. Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist right here in Houston, experienced in telling the truth about these tests. He's one of 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. There's a lot of guys who will take these cases. Very few have experience in going to trial with them and actually defending in a jury situation. Gary Trichter has tons of experience. Put his number on your cell phone, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com at 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by acceptanceappliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The HD show hits the road on Mondays. Join Fred Davis and Henry Thomas as they broadcast live from Max Place in Spring. Located on Luetta, Max Place is offering 35-cent wing specials with $4 Crown, Jaegers, Tuaca's, and Sailor Jerry's. Come by and turn Monday into Funday with the HD show. 7 o'clock. Real quick, I just want to thank our friends at Bedrock City Comics for bringing us these cool shirts. We're going to be talking about them a lot here over the next couple of months.
So. Jong has the coolest shirt.
Jong did get the coolest shirt.
They did only have a small in this shirt, so.
Yeah. I could have worn a small. I would have made it work. But, you know, listen, whatever. You want to put me in a box? That's fine.
You can go see. Brandon has more. He brought like 2 bags worth if you want to sift through and switch shirts.
No. I'll just pretend that I can't fit a small. No big deal.
I like mine. Jong does have the best one, but I really like mine.
Yeah.
So he got 2 bags, and we only get 1 each. How'd that work?
Well, he's going to use some of them for giveaways, I'm sure you guys can go over there.
Oh, no. The giveaways are better. We got to take care of the people, man. All right, let's do
the... Before we do the... I guess I'll save that for a different time. That's fine.
Well, you're good.
No, I'll do the dumbass report.
All right.
You have music for me, Jong? A woman was rescued. They had to call the fire department because a woman got trapped in the child seat of a shopping cart. The woman has not been named, but she decided at some point it would be funny to get into, you know, like the basket that has the thing with the legs, so you could, like, your kid would fit in.
Right.
Not built for adults.
No.
But this woman thought it was. Witnesses say she became stuck in the car and the firefighters were called. They had to use cutters to release the woman.
Basically had
to, like, tear apart this cart to get this woman out.
Can't you charge people like this with a crime for wasting the time of the firefighters?
I feel like, yeah, you should. A shopper who witnessed the incident said she sat herself in the child seat and got stuck. And because that the staff didn't know what to do, they had to call the fire brigade out here to cut her free. Not brilliant.
No.
I wish it should give more information about the woman. That's the problem. Is that most of these dumbass report stories out the dumbass.
Yeah.
I feel like this isn't the first time we've done a story like this, but PSA, if you're ever going to go around impersonating a police officer, especially pulling people over, it's vital you don't pull over a real cop.
Yeah.
Yeah. A 51-year-old Maryland man was arrested after police said he trailed an off-duty detective driving on the interstate in an unmarked car. The detective was headed eastbound when he saw a car alongside him. It was a Ford Crown Victoria that looked like an unmarked car. The driver of the Crown Vic then slowed down so that he was behind the detective's car and turned on his siren. The detective felt like he was being pulled over, began to reduce his speed, and pulled over to the side of the road, at which point the Crown Vic abruptly changed lanes and continued past him. The detective then turned on his own lights and siren and stopped the driver. Saw it had red and blue lights on the grill, multiple antennas. Inside the car had a radio microphone, emergency lights and switches, a dashboard-mounted camera, and other police gear. But the detective determined that he was not a police officer and arrested him. He's charged with impersonating an officer and released after posting a $2,500 bond. So he pulled up to the side of him, saw it was an off-duty cop, and then turned his lights on him anyway. Come on.
Some people just deserve to be killed. They really do.
Wise guys.
It would be a better society if we could just kill these people.
If you're a turd, it's going to come back to you.
Yeah. Finally, Green Bay, Wisconsin. A 44-year-old man told investigators he stole more than a dozen cars from dealerships and auto detailing shops to gain the respect of his meth-addicted son. Do some math on this. Keith Dart, who's 44, said he committed the thefts out of desperation to impress his 16-year-old son, whom Dart said is addicted to meth. He admires people who live the thug life and would no longer talk to his father. He said he created an alter ego for himself that committed crime so his son would start talking to him again. Dart and his brother made initial appearances in court on Friday. They were arrested in a hotel room where officers found drug paraphernalia, marijuana, and meth.
Don't do meth!
Yeah, prosecutors alleged that Dart stole the cars from dealerships and repair lots in Green Bay and Howard. Some belonged to the dealerships, others belonged to individuals who dropped them off for repairs. The probable cause statement indicates that he drove his brother to areas where the thefts occurred and picked him up later. Stole at least 13 vehicles worth $250,000 and said more vehicles could be added to the complaint since they discovered several unidentified car keys in the brother's possession.
Dumbass!
They drove investigators around Green Bay to show where the vehicles had been left. Keith is expected to be charged with multiple counts of auto theft. Christopher Dart faces charges for drug possession and driving while his license is revoked. The men remain in bail on $5,000 bonds. The next hearing is October 7th. And that, friends, is another episode of the Dumbass Report.
We didn't mention that our guys across the dial there have gotten rid of Charlie Polillo.
Well, yeah, I kind of hinted it at the beginning, but yeah, no more Charlie Polillo. Dust in the wind to that guy. I got to say, I didn't mind competing against him. For whatever reason, but
wasn't really competing there, unfortunately.
Yeah. Josh Ennis is going to be working at 790 now. Josh is a guy I have a lot of respect for, and I look forward to a guy I consider a friend. I look forward to competing against him.
Yeah, me too. I always want to beat the best, and
he's good.
He is, and I think if we just do our thing, we'll be fine.
Do you think Rich Lord is excited about that?
No,
their shows are going to go head to head.
Yeah, I don't think he's real excited about it, nor should he be. But it'll be fun, man. It'll liven things up a little bit, and bring it on.
Yep.
But I see a lot of negative reaction to Charlie's just been there for so long. I guess
that's
what it is. But it happens to everybody at some point. One of these days, it's going to happen to us. It's just a matter of time. That's how the business works. But dude's had a real long run in this city, and you make it that far, you did something right.
Yep.
Along the way. I don't really know him, and I haven't really had many interactions with him, so I can't speak to...
No, I don't know if I've ever actually met him.
Yeah, but...
I know Delotti's very good friends with him.
I think they used to do a show together.
Yep, they did. Mm.
Well, that is going to wrap it up for a Monday. We will do it again tomorrow. I want to thank John Lee. A-plus for John today. A-plus for Hoffman today.
You know what? The playoffs start tomorrow. We didn't mention baseball once today.
Yeah, I want to get into that tomorrow because I have... We'll talk about it tomorrow. Just a general sports thing. I want you to rank the order that you care about sports now.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.